living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, is your goal to get into shape? I mean, I think that's probably, well, if you're an average American, that's probably a goal of yours. And but so often, I think we don't succeed in that, or we have some, you know, maybe some minor successes or something. We lose a little weight, gain a little bit of muscle, only maybe to lose all of that because we get maybe bored with our routine. We don't stick with the routine for a variety of reasons. Maybe your goals are too high. I don't know. There could be a lot of reasons for not sticking with your regimen. So we're going to talk about, you know, some advice, some ways to stick with your journey so that you can get into shape. And my guest is Joey Thurman. He's a certified personal trainer with the American Council on Exercise and the creator of the Lifestyle Renovation, a website dedicated to helping people achieve their health and fitness goals. He's appeared on CBS, Fox, ABC, and many others, sharing his insights as a celebrity fitness trainer and published author. He's been seen on bodybuilding.com and American Global Traveler. He's also appeared on the covers of Healthy for Men and Time Out Chicago. Joey, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
Appreciate you coming on. I think this is you know, we got to try to make this topic sexy, right? That's what people want. People want, I want to make sure people, well, but because it's an important topic, right? But
yeah,
it's not something that necessarily is going to catch somebody's eye. Because so often I have patients, friends, you know, relatives talk about how they want to get into shape. They want to do better. They want to eat better. They want to exercise. Maybe they get started. But so often, 2 weeks later when I talk to them, they're not doing it anymore, right?
That's right. They fall off the wagon right away.
Yeah. So what's the first thing then? Okay. So if you're talking to somebody, maybe my sister, for instance, who just called me up not that long ago, wanting to get back into shape, back into routine. What's some of the initial steps that she should be taking that's going to prepare her to succeed down the line?
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that most of this is absolutely mental and getting into shape. You know, and one thing I tell people to do is to write down what your goals are, where you want to be. And, you know, that can be as far as getting in shape and getting your goals in life. So if you write down where you want to be, that could be losing 10 pounds, getting up every single morning, and walking for 20 minutes. You want to simply write down where you want to be and what your limitations are. So if you know you're not a morning person and you say you're going to get up in the morning and work out, chances are, yeah, you may start for a week or two, then all of a sudden, yeah, then, hey, doc, I'm not doing my workout anymore. It's been 2 weeks. Well, why is that? I can't stand getting up in the morning. Well, of course you're not going to stick to that plan.
Right,
it's not realistic. I mean, I hate the morning, but you know what? I make money from getting up in the morning and training people. So either I get up, I train that client, and I make X amount more per year, or I get rid of that client and I make less money. You know, life is about choice, my friend.
It is.
You either choose to do something or you choose not to. You know, I'm tired of everybody just saying, oh, you know, I want to get in shape. I want to do this. You know, it's great that you talk about it, but make a decision to actually do it and change your life.
Yeah, you know, and now, Joey, let's talk about goal setting in mm-hmm. detail here, because I think this is important. So often what I hear from again, family members, patients, you know, what have you, is these kind of like these lofty type goals. They're not really specific. Oh, I want to have more muscle. I want to look better in my bathing suit. I want, you know, whatever. How important is it to be very specific with goal setting?
Well, here's the thing. You absolutely have to be specific, because you say, hey, and somebody says, Joey, I want to get in shape. What does that mean to you? Do you want to look like Brad Pitt? Do you want to look like Russell Crowe? What is that? You need a visual. So it's great that you want to look like a movie star, but the only person that can look like Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt. there's all sorts of different ways. Nobody can look like me. I can't look like you, Doc. We have genetic factors that, you know, set our limitations, so we can get in our best genetic possible shape. It's great to have a goal and look towards this, you know, celebrity or somebody that you want to look like. But first of all, you need to set a big goal, which is great, but how are you going to get to that big goal? So if you want to lose 50 pounds in X amount of time, then start with, okay, this week, here's my goal. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to work out. I want to lose 2 pounds this week. All right, next week, what's your goal? You start setting those small, attainable goals. So every time you reach that goal, you think, wow, great, I reached that goal. Now I'm only 48 pounds away from my goal. I'm only, you know, a few pounds of muscle away from that, or, you know, running a marathon, whatever it is. If you set those small, attainable goals, that's much more beneficial for yourself than always thinking, oh, you know, I'm looking over that mountain. If you look at the mountain, you're going to go climb a mountain. Well, it's hard to imagine yourself getting to the top. It's not that hard to imagine going 100 yards. So set those small goals so you can get those, you know, beneficial, attainable goals, so you can be proud of yourself.
And in the long run, if you don't end up looking like Brad Pitt, that's okay.
Exactly.
Right? I think sometimes we get this body image, issue with celebrities. I mean, that might be a goal you have, but just getting out there, being active, obtaining these goals little by little, like you said, is awesome, and that's, something to be celebrated, right?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. These celebrities, people, they never talk about it. You've got live-in trainers. I've been offered to live with my clients and follow them around, and I don't want to do that. I mean, I would have to charge a ton of money, and they can afford it. But here's the thing. They've got someone that's with them 24 hours a day.
All the time,
watching
right?
Everything that goes in their mouth. They're getting up in the morning. You know, they're smacking them in the face. Okay, let's go. You're making $20 million for your next movie, so you only have 3 months. Well, of course, anybody's going to get in shape. You tell me I'm going to make $20 million to play the next role of Superman.
Sure.
I will do anything I can.
That's a nice motivation, isn't it?
Exactly. Like, money is a great motivator. Find your motivator. You know, that's a good point. Yeah. What is it that's going to motivate you? That's going to get you going and keep you going.
Now you started this off by talking about, getting in shape is really a mental thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, explain that a little bit. What do you mean by how can I improve my mental outlook about getting in shape?
Right. Well, I say getting in shape is 100% mental. People say, oh, it's nutrition, it's working out. Sure. Obviously, those come into play. But if you mentally psych yourself out and you can't get up in the morning, go for a workout, go to the gym, you are never going to get there. So one thing I like to have people do is, back to this writing things down, is I have them do what's called a clearing exercise. We all have these negative thoughts about ourselves, about our self-limitations. I like people to write down all of those negative thoughts that they have about themselves, that you had about anybody in your life, some things that you didn't even want to tell people. You write down all of those negative thoughts, then you take another piece of paper and you write down your goals, your aspirations, where you want to be in life, where you want to be a month from now, 2 months from now, a year from now. And you take that negative piece of paper, you rip it up, you burn it up, you throw it away. Now those negative thoughts are gone. Your mind is clear. And anytime you start feeling bad about yourself or sorry for yourself, you look at that positive piece of paper because those negative thoughts are gone. Always reflect on what's good in your life because there's going to be more good than bad. Sometimes it feels like things are overwhelming to you. Yes, we all have self-doubts and bad
times. Let me ask you this, Joey. So, okay, let's go. We only have about 60 seconds real quick. Back to my sister. So in about 2 more weeks, she's going to call back saying that something happened, something got in the way. What are some, like, what's one good thing, the advice you could give my listeners to getting over those bumps in their journey and getting into shape?
Right, we're all going to have bumps, but it took you a couple of years to put on 20 pounds. It's not going to take you 2 weeks to get those 20 pounds off. Be realistic with yourself and realize,
be realistic.
Okay, I had a setback today. I ate a donut. That's okay. Don't eat the box. Get back on the
Joey, let's leave it there. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation. The website is lifestylerenovation.com. I'm with Joey Thurman. Stick around. We'll be right back.